Welcome everybody to the Juice Box. It's your host, Coach John Willis, baby. We want to thank everybody for coming. Welcome to the ride out. Before we get started, we got to show some love to our sponsors, man. Coach John Willis, the CJW Company, Max Hoops, Dr. Bethany Nutrition, Convoy Basketball, Leadership Surge, The Juice University. Welcome to the ride out, everybody. Tonight we're gonna get into something very, very interesting, and it's going to challenge your way of thinking, as we often do here on the Juice Box. You know, that's what we like to do. So I want to talk to you about this. You know, in the 100% Club episode, I laid out a thought about people spending more money on a car than they do on their bodies. And I want to get back into that thought. So just imagine this. You could go buy a vehicle that may cost you $50,000, you know, $60,000, whatever the case may be, $70,000. And you buy all type of extended warranty. And then you add particular upgrades, get all the bells and whistles, you know, get your leather going on, and you might put it on 24s, or you might get the windows tinted and get the chrome package and all this other thing. You're doing all this stuff, spending all this money on a vehicle that the value is depreciating as soon as you drive it off the lot. You know, as soon as you drive it off the lot, that's number one. And then number two, at any time, you know, it could be weather. Could be a tornado, something could drop on your car, whether it's, you know, hail, being a hurricane, you know, somebody could back out and hit you, you know, you to put TVs and DVD players and all this other stuff you've put inside of the car. Now, if that's the life that you live, I'm not knocking it. But what I am telling you is to think about what you're putting into your body. And that's simply about the food that I'm talking about, the food that you eat. Now, I have recently watched a documentary, and it's called Game Changers. I still need to watch Forks Over Knives, but I watched Game Changers, and it's on Netflix. Shout out to the people who made Game Changers. And you could get really in a dark, you know, rabbit hole, you know, start looking at all this stuff, and I get that it's propaganda, and that somebody who made a plant-based documentary probably has money invested in plant-based companies. I get that. I understand that. But the science behind it is the thing that I want to bring to your attention. So there is a experiment they conducted by giving people these burritos. And one day they gave them a burrito that had animal products, you know, beef and chicken, fish, you know, anything that's an animal product. And then the other day they gave them something that was all plant-based, so it had no animal product. And so they, you know, they shook the blood up in a machine, and then they showed it to them in a tube where the plasma is. So the plasma was cloudy after eating the animal products. And it said this lasts up to 6 hours, whereas it was much more clear with the plant-based. Now, how is that relative? So the video talks about how your blood vessels contract and make it harder for your blood to flow through when you eat plant-based stuff. Now, that's ironic because we are, you know, as athletes, you know, you training and you want your peak performance, you want your muscles to be firing on all cylinders. Well, how is that possible when you don't have the best amount of blood flow possible? You know, you need your blood to flow, you know, through your body so that your muscles can fire and you can have peak performance. So when you have a plant-based diet, now you're talking about the blood flowing freely. You know, with blood flowing, you're talking about increasing recovery time and rate. You're talking about performing at a higher level. You know, you're talking about lessening your chances of high cholesterol and high blood pressure and heart failure and just everything in general. You know, with better flowing blood, I mean, that I don't think you can do anything better for your body than having better flowing blood, you know. And what really struck me about it is, you know, I've eaten meat for 3 meals a day for 30 years, man. So I don't know how much damage has been done, but I'll tell you this as a coach, you know, when I become head coach again, my team is probably going to have a plant-based pregame meal all the time, you know, because, yeah, it helps you perform better. It helps the blood flow better, which also post-game meal because it helps you to recover better, you know, even after you're done playing. So that's something that I want to challenge you, and I really want to challenge your level of thinking. When you say, well, okay, coach, well, I'm used to eating 3 meals a day, and I remember all the commercials growing up, you know, in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, I remember Winn-Dixie was a big grocery store, you know, Winn-Dixie. And I'm talking about, you know, where I grew up, a lot of black people. I grew up on the black side of town, on the north side of Jacksonville. You know, I love my side. Don't apologize for that at all. But, you know, we thought that Publix was the nice grocery store, and Winn-Dixie was just the grocery store. Winn-Dixie or Premier. And, you know, it was all these commercials, all these advertisements for animal-based products. You know, beef is what's for dinner, or Winn-Dixie, we are the beef people, right? Or, you know, eggs and cheese and milk and all these animal-based products. And I really think that the reason we eat so many animal-based products is because we've been brainwashed. I want you to think about something. When, you know, you down on change, you know, you don't have as much money, you say, man, I got to get something to eat. I'm going to go over here to Wendy's and get a 4 for $4, go get a 2 for $5, a 2 for $6, Burger King or whatever, and you're going to eat beef. You're going to get an animal product, an animal-based product. And then at the same time, when you say, man, I had a great season, or man, we just got married, or we're going to go out and celebrate, what are we going to do? We're going to celebrate with a steak. So we've been brainwashed that if I don't have much money and I need something cheap and quick, I'm going to get some beef. And if I'm celebrating and I want to be like high society, I want to order me a steak also. And the truth be told, think about what you're doing to your body. You know, I gave a motivational speech where I was talking about what fuels you. You know, I was talking about what drives you and how you know, you can't put water in a car because water is cheaper or water is easier to get than gasoline. No, you have to put gasoline if you're going to run it in a car. Because if you put the wrong fuel in the car, then the car won't perform at a maximum level. You'll end up destroying the engine. So the same thing is true with your body. I challenge you to get beyond the brainwashing and get beyond the commercials and the advertisements and really focus in and hone in on why you eat the things that you eat. What are you trying to get your body to do? How are you trying to get your body to perform? You know, this is an open platform, you know, at the Juice Box. So when you're talking about blood flowing, you're talking about diabetes, you're talking about blood pressure, you're talking about getting rid of blood clots, you're talking about erectile dysfunction. I mean, you're talking about all these different things that are related to blood flow. So I was sold on that. You know, I'd like to hear from you guys, you know, athletes that may be listening to this, parents that may be listening to this, other coaches that may be listening to this out there in podcast land. I would love to hear your thoughts, because I know me as a coach, you know, there was a product that I took. It was called AboCare at the time. This was when I got my first high school coaching job. I got into AboCare. I bought into it. And, you know, my reason for buying into it was not to make a bunch of money. You know, a lot of people sold it to make money. I'll be honest with you. I got into AboCare because I wanted the discounted price for the products. As a coach, I wanted a competitive edge. Hear me, understand me. I'm in that upper echelon, that 98th percentile. I wanted my teams to be better than everybody else's teams. Well, I didn't have the biggest, I didn't have the fastest, I didn't have the strongest, but I knew with the products we could train the hardest, we could recover the fastest, we could perform at the highest level. So hopefully that would assist us in winning. So now I'm not telling you that I was giving the kids product. That's not what I was doing. But the kids were able to get product, you know, at a discounted price because I was into AbilCare. So, again, I didn't do that to make any money. I did it because I wanted my teams to be better. And I wanted my teams to win, and I wanted to do it legally, you know. So if you're a coach, and if you're a player, if you're a parent, if you're saying that you really are doing all this other stuff for your child, like, I don't understand why you would pay, you know, $60 to $100 an hour for a kid to train with, you know, a basketball coach, and then turn around and feed them, you know, Burger King afterward. That's not a knock on Burger King, you know, but that's a knock on, like, you're not training the whole body. You know, training the whole body, training the whole mind. You know, yes, you need to practice the skill and the craft, but you also have to get stronger. You have to get in better condition. You have to be able to rest. You have to be able to recover. That's all a part of being competitive. If you're really going to be competitive, why would you only compete in one segment? Why would you only compete in the skill building segment? What about the strength segment? What about the conditioning segment? What about the mental development and the mental toughness segment? What about the recovery segment? What about the rest segment? Are you not competing in those? You know, if we're going to take any sport, you know, basketball, football, baseball, whatever, if we're going to take any sport and we're going to break it down into six components, you know, and those components are the skill itself, you know, hours beating on your craft, the conditioning, you know, that you have to be in to perform the sport, the mental approach or your mental toughness or understanding and learning more about the ins and outs in the game, the rest, you know, because you do have to rest and take time off, and the recovery, you know, and lastly, the diet. You know, those six things all have to come together for you to be at maximum performance. So I'm asking you, are you only competing at one? Are you only competing at the skill building? Because if I'm only competing at the skill building, if I'm pumping in all this money to the skill building and that's the only thing that I'm competing at, then I'm really missing the boat. And I'm probably going to end up not being the best at it, the best version of myself. I'm not going to be the best version of myself because I'm not in the best shape possible. I don't spend time studying the game, you know, studying tape and watching how other people play the game and seeing what I can pick up and what I don't need to pick up. And I'm not eating right. So, you know, because I showed up and I had a double cheeseburger and a milkshake before I started playing. Now I'm playing, you know, slow and I'm playing lethargic and, you know, and I need to be doing some yoga so that I can increase my mobility and my flexibility and decrease the likelihood that I get injured and eat the right food so that when I do get injured, I can have easier blood flowing to those parts of my body so that I can recover faster. You know, so essentially, if I want to train harder, recover faster, and get better rest, then that's all about the food that I'm eating. So I hope that that makes good sense to everybody. I appreciate your time and thank you for listening there. Before I get out of here, I'm going to leave you with our inspirational thought for today. And in the wake of this coronavirus, you know, it's a very serious thing that's going on. I really want to caution you to think about something. You know, my wife was saying to me, you know, she was saying, well, baby, how come it's such, you know, hysteria? And we were talking on our way to Weight Watchers today. And I said to her, I said, well, baby, I said, well, sweetheart, you have to realize for so long, we've had elected officials, and we've just automatically trusted that our elected officials won't lie to us or won't do anything to hurt us. They have no ulterior motives. They're just here to represent us. Well, here's the problem. We know that we voted and elected those officials. Those officials are advised by different intelligence. And I'm putting the word intelligence in air quotes, because intelligence could be military intelligence. It could be scientific intelligence. It could be, you know, our health intelligence. You know, it could be the FDA telling us, you know, we need to eat this or we need to eat that. It could be some scientist telling us about, you know, global warming and climate change. It could be somebody telling us, you know, military type stuff when we need to go attack somebody or when we need to be bracing ourselves for attack. The problem is we don't get to elect who that intelligence is. And we've always trusted that that intelligence is going to tell the elected official, and then the elected official is going to relay information to us on a need-to-know basis. Well, the problem now is those elected officials have questioned the intelligence. You understand? So it's you think about this, you know, like with our current administration says, okay, if you producing, you know, you the FBI, if you producing this report, you produce this report on me, and that's fake news. But then you also produce this report and you telling us that we need to take out this general. So we did. So there becomes a lack of consistency where we don't know what's true. We don't know what's real or what's fake. Like today we were listening to the radio and they were saying how it seems like this new plan to have these testing centers and test people quickly is being rolled out as an unbaked plan, meaning it's not even fully ready. You got people in office saying, yes, we're going to do this. This is going to work. And then you got people that's on the ground saying, no, that's not going to work. That's not even practical. And that is the problem. So I just want to leave you with the thought, man, you know, go out, do your research, vote for who you need to vote for. You know, I'm not here to swing you one way or the other, but I really wish we could repair that relationship, because as Denzel Washington once said, if you watch the news, you're misinformed. If you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. Because in media, it has become more important to be first than to be accurate. I want to thank you for taking this time and listening to the Juice Box podcast with your host, Coach John Willis. Please feel free to get online and order your copy of Push, the book that teaches resilience through athletics and sport. We have copies available. We can get that out in the mail to you today. Hey, if you're going to be home, you know, because of Corona, you might as well be reading a copy of Push. All right. Thanks for your time. Grace and peace to everybody. I love you all. Thank you.